start with climbing lah. Climbing, like, I love how it teaches you to find balance tau. When we climb, it's problem solving through movement. Macam kita boulder kan, kita buat bouldering. So it teaches me about balance, problem solving, and finding your feet, you know. And cycling best, because it teaches me to be in the moment.
Yeah.
And when I cycle, you gotta focus on the road, focus on the little bumps, batu-batu kecil tu kau tak nak langgar, you don't wanna langgar people, and you're trying to focus on that while you are navigating yourself, where you want to go, left, right, straight, and that teaches you to be in the moment. Honestly, I didn't pick Melbourne specifically like when I wanted to study. I guess it was just how
the universe,
like introduced me to it, ataupun you know, lined up my path. To forgive myself. Aku buat salah dengan orang, aku cakap sorry, I'm really sorry. Orang tu cakap, be more sorry to yourself. You know, forgive yourself first before.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's important to forgive yourself, to love yourself. You know, when people say, "Ciao, bro, take care." Take care of yourself. Love yourself.
You do.
Yeah. No one's gonna do that for you.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep.
So yeah, that's big for me.
So whatever hardship or conflict that you go through with someone, you have to settle it, though.
I agree, man.
You can't just run away from it because you sign up for it. Macam sign up for university tapi tak nak pergi kelas tu sebab kau tak suka lecturer.
But I totally agree with this.
Kau tak boleh graduate tu kalau kau tak ambil kelas tu. People say life is short, but life is long. Human experience is short.
Yeah. Betul?
That's what
betul.
It is.
Yeah.
Karma exists tu. Kalau kau buat tahi dengan kucing, soul tu exists forever.
Yeah.
If you are animal cruelty, you know, to dogs, for example, that soul is living in that dog experience.
Yeah,
everything is accounted for.
Whether it's good or bad, right? Betul, weh. Kita buat baik pun, benda baik pun akan datang balik.
Sup, bro?
What is up?
Welcome to the podcast.
What's up, man? Finally.
How you been, bro? Introduce yourself for the listeners who don't know who you are.
I am a creative individual, an earthling. I'm a alien sometimes, and I'm a brother to Milo.
Who is Acap, man?
I don't know who Acap is.
Who is Acap, and how does it feel like to be Acap on this planet Earth?
Wow.
How does it feel like to be the soul behind the body?
Oh, I like a question though. Acap can mean many things. I think there's a lot of acap in this world, but Ashraf Nisfuddin is another story.
Damn. Who the hell is Ashraf Nisfuddin?
Ashraf Nisfuddin,
he's a drummer, he's an artist.
Sure. Well, you know, I don't ever consider myself an artist, even though I've been doing art for a while. But I like to consider myself more as a creative individual. Just that. Just in general. Because, yeah, I feel like I do a lot of creative works. Not just in like one medium. So, I don't know if artist is the best choice of word to represent myself. I don't know though. Aku selalu macam tak selesa though kalau orang panggil aku artist.
Yeah.
Atau like aku panggil diri aku artist. I don't know why.
Aku rasa sebab the perspective that someone has on an artist.
Maybe.
Eh, macam, power tu, you know.
Maybe.
If everyone treat artist like a doctor, because technically art is healing.
It is.
A form of healing.
It is, it is.
So if you treat artist like a doctor, I think you should be proud that you are able to produce art. Art can be a form of, it can be spoken, can be through music.
Yeah.
It can be through advice.
Yeah.
It can be through doodling.
That's true.
You shouldn't hide the fact that you are an artist. Because you are either a doctor, an engineer, whatever it is, a mother. Let's say if you are a mother, why wouldn't you be proud that you're a mother? It is a fact.
That's true.
You have a kid.
That's true.
So you have your art.
Yeah.
You, something came out of it, even if it's just that one time.
Betul.
So you are an artist, bro.
Okay, Ashraf the artist then.
Man, how does it feel like to grow up in Gombak, man?
Growing up in Gombak is fun. I feel like it teaches me a lot to be grounded. It has that, like, you know how macam you say Gombak has that like ghetto feel to it?
Mm-hmm.
Macam, yeah.
Mm.
For me, GBK.
GBK is Gombak lah.
Yeah, GBK stands for Gang Budak Kampung.
Damn.
So like, yeah, dude, Gombak pun, it originally was a kampung.
Mm.
Now dah macam bandar kan.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, growing up there, knowing the boys there, the, I don't know, kampung culture kan, benda tu, it's interesting. You learn a lot of perspectives on, I guess, the Malay punya core.
Mm.
You know, whether it's,
I see,
negative or positive.
It's kind of the dark side of Malays, eh?
Yeah, dude.
Kan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause like, yeah. And macam dulu Gombak selalu ada this macam image where, you know, rempit, you know, gangster semua. So yeah, I get why like people think Gombak in that lens.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, yeah, I have the perspective recently, like, budak Gombak, kenapa dorang power tu? Macam,
you so, think so?
Because of the lifestyle.
Okay, let me tell you about that. You remember when we were talking about how Malaysia has a lot of potential?
Mm.
And macam growing up in Gombak, aku rasa macam specifically talent, there's a lot of talented people in Gombak though. Like, and underrated.
Mm.
Like, macam I guess I'm in the music scene growing up, and I play in bands, and most of my bandmates, like, I play music with the kids from Gombak, kan? And knowing other bands that come from that hometown, like, bukan ayam ah, aku rasa like, like, they're all very talented dudes, and I find more sort of like respect and appreciation for like where I am.
Uh-huh.
And where I come from. Macam sekarang pun I don't live at Gombak anymore, you know. I live in Melawati now.
But all this while, okay, let's say, to connect the dots, we met in 2010. Early 2010, yeah. So you went to international school?
Yeah, for 2 years.
How does that feel like, man? From coming from Gombak?
Oh, at first aku rasa tak selesa. Sebab, yeah, can you imagine like me coming from, like you said, the ghetto, and then suddenly going to a private school, and macam, okay, aku rasa macam masuk, you know, like area kawasan orang kaya, that sort of feel, like, and I'm just a homeboy yang, you know, tak sama level dengan orang, but I met a lot of cool people, cool friends, close friends to me until now, macam,
nice,
and I feel like I grew a lot, nice. And even though now, like, growing up in Gombak, but now I'm staying in Melawati, but my heart will always be there lah.
Macam, Gombak.
Yeah, dude. It's like part of me. Aku rasa it's part of my identity.
Cool.
I feel.
Cool, bro.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, like, in your hometown, dude.
So, okay, after Gombak, and then you went to, if I'm not mistaken, some arts college, kan?
Yeah? When I was studying?
Yeah. And then transition to Melbourne.
Yeah.
What made you choose Melbourne, man?
Right. At first, it was because I had some family members that were staying there. And honestly, I didn't pick Melbourne specifically,
oh,
though.
Damn.
Like, when I wanted to study, I guess it was just how
the universe,
like introduced me to it, ataupun, you know, lined up my path there. And yeah, I was studying in Multimedia College. I was studying Creative Multimedia. And then I studied in Melbourne, taking arts and design. And you know, like, one thing for like studying arts and design is one thing, and studying that subject in Melbourne, Australia,
it's a different ballgame.
Yeah, before that, before I went to Melbourne, aku tak tahu tau that Melbourne was like a hip urban place.
So your first time there, was it you studying there?
Nah, my first time there, I often like come there to travel. So aku notice juga like okay, the street art there is quite next unique level, and yeah. And but like when I was staying there studying, like for a long duration, that's when I really got to know the city and the people there. So aku belajar banyak gila babi. And dude, studying art in a sort of art and like city is awesome as fuck. So macam nice. Aku rasa that's a big rezeki for me. Macam you study theory in class, and going to class or coming back from class, walking to the streets, like just looking at the environments, like getting inspired every day.
Yeah.
And they let me get started on the coffee lah.
Yeah, one of the most memorable moments in Melbourne was, you want to talk about the cupping session, bro?
Yeah, do it. All right. So what year was that?
2014.
So when I was studying there, so Milo came to visit me. You were from New Zealand, if I'm not mistaken. You were backpacking, right?
Yeah.
And okay, like before, so Milo introduced me to my first cupping session ever in my life. And I would say, before you brought me there, macam, I had no idea about how big the coffee world is. I thought, like before, my perspective on coffee was totally different back then. I used to see coffee as just like every other drink. But we went to that cupping session. Aku jakun, bro.
Yeah.
Aku tengok macam mana dia minum yang...
Yeah, that's sipping.
Yeah, that's
sipping. Basically, like, if you guys don't know, like cupping is like testing coffee, various different coffee, and then taste which one has the best quality and choose your coffee beans based on the taste for that specific cafe.
Right.
Ataupun bila dah sudah roasting, dia cupping dulu tengok quality sampai lah flavor dia. Kena tak kick tu. You know, it's quality control lah almost.
Quality control.
Yeah. So you were lucky because that was kat mana Auntie Pax.
Do you remember the name?
I think it was a high end punya specialty coffee dekat Melbourne.
Yeah. Rasa macam like
bukan Market Lane but
pretty high end.
Yeah.
And you know, for my first time lagi tau, macam and being introduced to a place like that, like memang proper I think proper session, cupping session.
Yeah.
And that's when I discovered about the flavors, like how many flavors there are, but the they almost got like color wheel. What was it?
Like coffee case. Chart lah. Coffee wheel. Yeah.
Benda tu macam mind blowing juga ah. Benda tu.
Yeah.
And it changed how I look at coffee as a whole.
Do you think coffee, Melbourne, and art, does it? Did you choose to like it, or it has a certain frequency of attraction? Ke macam coincidence? Is life a coincidence?
It's the second thing you said, the certain frequency of attraction.
Yeah,
it's sort of like it aligned lah. It aligned lah. Like all the things that I was doing, and you know, especially like being introduced to that world of coffee, it makes sense. And lagi-lagi engkau yang introducekan untuk aku benda tu. That means a lot to me, dude.
Yeah, bro, it's like a life story, you know.
It is.
If let's say if we were to make music together and if we were to find success, somehow Melbourne plays a part, though.
Somehow, I agree.
Like we can be big in Melbourne and we have a story.
Yeah.
You faham, ah?
Yeah. And I feel like it's part of our journey, you know.
Yeah.
Macam I mean, you've been to a lot more places than me, but like, I feel because we sort of like, no, we didn't connect in Melbourne, but like in Melbourne, I feel like we bonded in another level.
Yeah.
And for you to introduce me something that was unknown to me before, macam that changed my world. To be honest, bro, it changed my perspective on art, changed my perspective on life. It's like a cup of coffee, dude.
Yeah.
Crazy.
And then if you remember, I think that's gonna be the picture for this episode. It's the dekat Flinders Street or something. Okay. Gambar kita depan toilet tu.
Oh, remember that gentleman,
photo?
Remember?
Ah, gentleman. Yeah, that's the photo, man. Wow, that is a time capsule, bro. That moment aku boleh ingat everything.
I remember time chow, kau just cakap assalamualaikum. Waalaikumsalam. Time chow when like we were heading off, yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. No, that's not the only thing I remember. But like,
okay, but
I remember a glimpse of that. Macam that moment. Macam, yeah. And I remember that there was this one box. You took a photo of me.
Box?
So, yeah. Dekat train station bawah tu.
Ah, and then?
And I remember you taking a photo of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I miss the smell of Melbourne.
Me too.
Melbourne has a smell, man. Dia macam bau udara. Bau tu macam.
Betul tu?
Kan?
Betul tu?
Dia macam lagi senang nafas pun ada.
I was actually thinking about this the other day tu. Macam, like just the smell of it, it can trigger certain memories. Kan? So macam, yeah, I get what you mean. Macam certain smells. Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Betul.
Yeah. Okay, man. Like, bro, have you been through depression? And if you have, like, what? How do you get out of it, man?
Good question.
Like, maybe not depression. Depression can be a big word, and I didn't mean to take it lightly, but I just, have you been into a dip, like a DIP, like you were about to drown, but not really?
Yeah. I get what you mean, yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have, and I'm sure a lot of people have gone through this experience you got. And I feel like, especially during the pandemic, when we were all in lockdown, because I feel like, specifically talking about, if we're talking about depression, its best friend is isolation, I feel. Because like,
the more you isolate yourself, the easier you get depressed.
Yeah. It's important to get out and meet people, because that helps you. That can be one of my advice. And the main thing is to not isolate yourself.
And also sunlight, right?
Sunlight, dude. Yeah.
Sunlight.
Exercise. Reading. Still, you know, for me macam like every day, if I wake up and I just feel like I'm not feeling it today, just to like psych myself up, I would listen to, you know, either podcasts or interviews or like motivational talks. Because you need that. Macam just to, because especially if you don't have anyone around you, you're alone and you just need some positive.
Yeah, man. It's thoughts. Vitamins, man.
It is, yeah.
It's like vitamin C.
Betul?
You don't really know why you need it, but you need it. Somehow macam immunity lah.
Betul.
Because our mind pun ada macam demam juga, you know. When it's down, you just have to feed it with nutrition lah. So positivity and motivation is nutrition, I guess.
Yep.
Yeah.
Remaining consistent. And you know how people would say meditation? Yeah. Okay. For like me as a Muslim, macam kita practice semayang kan, like 5 times a day. And then like I would see like Westerners practice meditation maybe 2x a day or 3x a day or whatever. In my honest opinion, I feel like it's related to,
it's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's actually the same thing.
It is
yoga, meditation.
Yeah. It's the point is to sit down with yourself and tell yourself to be still. And being still and doing nothing is different, kan? So that's something to practice juga. That's for the mind, I feel.
Yeah.
And soul, sure.
And also the fact that we both are technically artists. I mean, we are able to express ourselves through art.
Yeah.
That is also key. If you're not an artist, you have to find a form of expression. Kau tak boleh pendam lah. Yeah, best metaphor is, if you want to shit, you have to shit it out.
That's true, dude.
Sama eh, kan?
Yeah, betul.
Kalau tak, kau is either problem lah, that's for your health.
Yeah, that's a good one. And can I say, like, especially for guys, macam okay, aku selalu, like with my buds, you gotta find a, like, people you can trust lah. You can't just tell your shit to everyone. But you know, when you have your outlet, when you have like someone you can talk to and trust, it's important to like always let it out. Macam sometimes I feel like I'm a macam perempuan tau, like jenis like selalu cerita problem.
Oh, no, like, man, you're just a sensitive soul.
Yeah. But you know, it's like, I don't know, macam men punya, I don't know, what do you call it? Stigma, right? Like, kena macho, tak boleh cerita problem. Yeah. Because like, not all the boys I can tell my problems to. Man. But I find myself, like, I catch myself like, sometimes always bursting out. Not bursting out lah, but like, always just telling things, like, even random thoughts. Mm-hmm. Aku selalu share. Mm. Aku, because I feel like, I always have random thoughts though. Mm-hmm. And I always speak them out. And yeah, sometimes people think I'm crazy for doing that. Macam Mamat ni apa hal tu, cakap benda-benda yang bapak random gitu. Mm-hmm. But for me, it's like I like to express it because it can trigger, ideas. Yeah. It can inspire you in some way.
Well, what is the best advice you've ever received from your mom?
Oh, from my mom?
Yeah,
that's a big one, dude.
Mm. Or most memorable advice.
Wow. Saru, fikir je. You know, the best things my mom pernah advise aku is, which I'm grateful for, might be probably simple to most people, but it's big to me, which is always being yourself. Mm. And always staying true to who you are. And I always catch you saying that to me as well. Mm. Like, yeah, it's about pendirian. It's about who identity, you are as a person.
Identity.
Yep. And macam, my mom taught me to have fun. That's
a cool mom.
That's one of the best advice. She taught me to have fun. So having fun and don't take yourself too seriously. I try to teach myself to be in the moment, because it's hard actually to be in the moment, especially nowadays though. Banyak, there's too so much distractions. Mm-hmm. And yeah, being in the moment is a big thing. Mm. Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
So I'm big with, I see myself as a kind of an active person.
Active physically?
Yeah, physically. Okay. Like
wall climbing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So one of my favorite sports to do is, I like to climb. Mm. I like to cycle, and during the pandemic, I picked up skateboarding again.
Cool.
So macam tiga sports tu.
Again,
yeah. Because I used to skate when I was in high school. Then aku stop.
Gombak life, huh?
Yeah, dude. Yeah. And then, but I feel like why I want to tell you this story is because I feel like these three sports for me, they play a big role in how I develop myself. Mm. So everyone has their own macam favorite sport, kan?
But yeah.
Macam, I pick these three sports specifically because they teach me certain things. For example, macam, I'll start with climbing lah. Climbing, like, I love how it teaches you to find balance tau. When we climb, it's problem solving through movement. Macam kita boulder kan, kita buat bouldering. So it teaches me about balance, problem solving, and finding your feet, you know. And Cycling best, because it teaches me to be in the moment. So I ride a fixie bike, so it's brakeless, dia tak ada brake. So, and usually when I cycle like, so macam fixed gear, tayar dia kan kecil kan. So if aku langgar lubang kecil ke apa, boleh pancit. So it's kind of specific where
you focus,
you
know, lah.
Yeah.
Especially so, in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm, betul.
Yeah.
And when I cycle, you gotta focus on the road, focus on the little bumps, batu-batu kecil tu tak nak langgar. You don't wanna langgar people, and you're trying to focus on that while you are navigating yourself, where you wanna go, left, right, straight, and that teaches you to be in the moment. Mm. That's why I like cycling.
Nice.
And skateboarding, it teaches me something about fear.
Damn.
And yeah, dude. And macam mental fear especially.
Yeah, also in the moment ties back down to being in the moment. Skateboarding, there's no chances of you making a mistake without you hurting yourself.
That's true.
Kau fuck up, like the one moment you thought about something else, you can break your knee.
Betul loh. That's true. If your head is at some,
yeah,
if not in the right space.
Skateboarding is so powerful, but unfortunately I cannot do it. But I understand the philosophy behind it.
Yeah.
Also, falling down and trying again and again
commitment.
And again, you know, trying to land that trick 55 times.
Betul.
And then not even landing it once, and then going home and feeling miserable and trying it again tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, yeah, it teaches you about commitment.
Bila kau dapat land that trick, holy shit.
Oh, heaven. You
know, that
singular.
That, yeah, that philosophy, and I don't get it. I cannot find it anywhere else.
That's true.
Skateboarding is the direct metaphor
I agree.
Of life.
I agree.
How you want to be successful in life.
Yep. And I used to have a totally different approach on skateboarding tau when I was skating back in high school.
Mm.
Macam dulu, aku skate like banyak, I guess like because there was a lot of other skaters.
Yeah.
Macam, and I don't know, maybe this is like Malay culture ke apa, aku tak tahu lah.
Okay.
Tapi macam there's this sense of competition tau. Even nowadays I'm sure ada, but maybe mostly it was just my own mentality, my mindset during the time. I couldn't enjoy skateboarding that much back then because I felt like macam tak confident tau. Because like other skaters was way better than me. So benda tu like kacau your confidence. Aku tak power pun.
Yeah.
And main biasa-biasa je. But like now I don't even care about all that shit.
Yeah.
I just wanna have fun, man. So that's the main reason, like, okay, I started, like, I want to have fun. And yeah.
Kau, really kau goofy ke regular?
Regular.
Oh, aku goofy, bro.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, I tried to cruise with a skateboard. So I had to figure out what am I in.
Right.
So I'm a goofy.
I find myself kind of funny because at first, I was a goofy too.
Yeah.
Yeah, because my right leg was heavier. So I'm much more comfortable putting it in front. Tapi bila aku ollie, tak boleh tu. Aku kena ollie regular.
Interesting.
Pelik ke lah.
Cool.
Yeah. So like it teaches you about like your body balance juga in a way, right?
Yeah. Yes. The reason why it's fresh with me right now, kaki aku sakit. For those who don't know who's listening to this podcast right now, I just went through a bike accident 2 weeks ago and right now I'm recovering. So the right knee is in a lot of pain. So I'm using a lot of my left leg to support. And it's a struggle because it's not the leg that's always in front.
Right.
Kau faham tak?
Yeah.
That is why it's fresh on my mind, regular and goofy ni.
I see.
Because within these 2 weeks, aku kena macam ingat, holy shit, I am actually strengthening my weakness.
That's true.
You know?
Hey, that's true, man.
Bro, susah gila. Dia nak jalan kaki kiri je.
Betul, betul. But I feel like it's important to have both sides
yeah.
at the same level. Betul tak?
Yeah. Yin and yang lah.
Yeah.
Balance.
Balance, yeah.
But we are unconscious of it. Kita, there's one side that's dominant.
Mm-mm.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people are lefty and some people on the right.
Yeah.
But speedy recovery for you, dude.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah.
Wow, it was a memorable accident. Shout out to my Vespa. ada darah-darah lagi kat dalam Vespa tu.
Brutal.
Aku try lap lah. Yeah. Okay, this is where I give you a break, bro, and give you a moment to ask me any question that you've always been curious about and you never asked me before, but today you have asked me a lot of questions. We had a long conversation prior to this recording. If you have any one or two questions that you're curious about that you never thought you could ask me, you can go for it, bro.
I feel like there's actually a million questions I want to ask you, but you know, you're putting me on the spot right now.
Yeah, dude.
So it's always kind of a... Okay, so for now lah, I'll give you one question lah on top of my mind. Out of your travels, out of your experiences, backpacking, traveling the world, right? Meeting a lot of people. What do you see that is the number one yang macam kau jumpa orang ni macam ni, kau jumpa pergi sana jumpa orang tu, tapi what can you say that is connecting like everyone macam ni pun semua sama je? Do you get my question?
No. Because sorry. It can be vague lah. I mean I can interpret the question, but if I interpret the question wrongly then it could be the wrong question.
I get you. Okay, what do you see like out of all the people, places and people you've met, people especially, what can you see that out of all of them that can connect and you see unity. Macam kau pergi sini, kau nampak ni juga. Anywhere you go, every whoever you meet, you see that whatever quality or whatever it is there. Any.
Yeah, of course. The survival of the fittest, the human struggle. The
every day I'm hustling.
Yeah, the money is not enough, but everyone is going through it, though.
Yeah, dude.
Everyone on planet Earth, no matter how unique you feel your situation is.
Survival.
Yeah, everyone is having that financial problem. Right. Everyone is apa bahasa Melayu, kais pagi makan pagi.
Ooh.
The whole world is going through it, actually.
Right.
Of course, the upper class, they have investments, you know, they have like passive income and all that. But majority of the world are going through the hardships, be it relationship, like family issues.
Yeah,
family issues is a common thing that everyone faces.
That's interesting, man.
It's just like sneezing.
But you know, it's interesting you brought up family issues. Sometimes like I see, you know, some of my friends yang family diorang memang like unite gila kan. Aku jealous tau.
Berlakon je tu, bro.
Tu lah. Aku jealous tau. Because like my family
part
anyway,
of the act.
Yeah. Tu lah. But like, you know, once you realise like like you see everyone walking around here, like they all pretty much have the same problems.
Yeah, man. Because we are built from different cloth tu. Kita semua unique. Tampering kita semua lain. Ego kita lain.
Yeah.
It's the learning process tu. Of course, we won't have the whole lifetime to make it up to, like I say, our parents ke, our, you know, older generation. But one day we'll get there. But it might be too late. Faham tak?
Yeah.
As in like, oh, I understand. I shouldn't have taken it too seriously.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but then they're not here anymore.
But
it's a learning process. Because human beings, in my opinion, I have to make that clear. Spirits living in human form. Kita driver tu boleh drive kereta manusia, boleh drive kereta kucing, boleh drive kereta pokok, kereta malaikat, whatever it is. So kita drive kereta manusia. So it doesn't mean that when we die we will not be able to contact and connect with the spirit that was in the body of our mom, for example. So if you miss a chance to say sorry, there's still a way to connect with the divine,
bro,
to say sorry. Kau faham tak?
Yeah, man. Very well said. Betul tu.
No, man. It's a perspective though. It's not something.
No, it's like pretty on point.
And then you will not take life too seriously, because life is, like people say, life is short, but life is long. Human experience is short.
Yeah. Betul.
That's what
betul.
It is.
Yeah.
Karma exists though. Kalau kau buat tahi dengan kucing, soul to exist forever.
Yeah.
If you are, yeah, animal cruelty, you know, to dogs, for example, Malaysia is famous for that. And dude, that soul is living in that dog experience.
Yeah.
Due to karma, energy ke apa, dia kena campak lah anjing.
Yeah.
So kau sepak dia ingat tu. Soul tu kau ingat.
It can come back to you.
It will come back.
Yeah.
It will.
For
everything
sure.
Is accounted for though.
Whether it's good or bad, right? Betul weh. Kita buat baik pun, benda baik pun akan datang balik. Betul.
Yeah, it's not just selfish reasons lah. It's just higher power or higher energy, you know.
Yeah.
Lower nature and higher nature.
Yeah.
Kalau kau, okay, kau bunuh orang contohnya, you give them pain. You separate the driver from the vehicle. Okay? So it's not, it can from a perspective of a human being, it's a crime, right?
Yeah.
But from perspective of universe, it's like it's a dent.
A dent?
A dent. Kau ubah destiny. Kau faham tak? You fuck something up there. It's more serious than a crime.
Right.
Because we are just the drivers. Who are you to go out of your car? I mean, to use your car to take another driver out. Faham tak?
Yeah.
That's my point. That's my perspective in whatever decision we make in life. Wow. It's heavy, bro.
Yeah, it is. It is heavy, boy. But makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So even with words, when we are angry,
Yeah, it has power.
Okay, contohnya kita nak horn kereta, fikir dulu. This is metaphor, not literally kereta.
Yeah.
Kau nak horn, you have to think, man.
Yep.
Why do you need to horn? Is it life and death? Do you want to help that person or you are just purging?
Yep.
So sama juga macam apa yang kita cakap lah. You can practice this with customers lah, because in a cafe environment, customers comes with baggage. Dia datang dengan stress dia. Dia baru, kau bayangkan kau kerja graphic designer itu. Kau bos kau macam capitalist tu, kau datang, kau tengah stress. Kau tiba-tiba macam do you want your ice latte or you want ice or hot? Whatever, I don't care. Tiba-tiba kau customer cakap macam tu. So kau, kalau kau pun tak boleh control mood kau, kau pun macam I'm asking you. Faham tak?
Yeah.
So kau just like, okay, I think you will like cold because the weather is hot. Are you okay with that? Yeah, that's how the practice. That's how you drive a car.
Yeah.
You know, human life happens for us, though not to us.
Not to us. Yep, betul.
Sebab hidup ni jadi untuk kita practice.
Yeah, it's a practice.
Yeah, it's a practice for the soul.
Betul. Like me growing up pun, like I learn. You can try to change people, but we never have the power to change people, I believe. And only God has that power. And we can try to help, we can try to change people, but the only thing we should focus on is changing ourselves.
Yeah.
And
bettering ourselves.
If we change ourselves, we change the world. We cannot change the world, but we can change ourselves.
Yeah.
And if we change ourselves, we can change the world. And you know, like critical thinking, self-awareness, you know, how self, meaning like, you know, you realize how you are feeling, how you are thinking, what you are thinking, and for certain interactions, certain circumstances, you would know how to handle yourself in order you know.
Betul. But aku rasa changing the world is out of our power.
Of course.
And it's not even our job. Because
it's not, no.
The world is supposed to be the way it is.
Yeah.
Kau faham?
Yeah.
Like they're supposed to be the color black, blue, yellow, orange and pink. And for us to say pink is the best color, faham? I'm not saying that what you say is wrong, it's true. But I have the perspective of everything happens for a reason.
Yep.
Kalau kau change the world, tiba-tiba dunia everything becomes red, bro, life becomes boring, man.
Yeah lah. And the world changes every day, man.
Yeah, it's the world spins, gravity, kan?
The world changes every day, but meaning like
the earth,
what do you want to put your mark in it, you know?
Yeah, apparently betul kan, the earth spins, kan?
Yeah,
around the universe, kan? Betul lah.
Yeah,
I think so.
Yeah, I'm not an astrology,
but if that's the case, think about it. Planet Earth is never at the same spot every day. And any moment is not on the same spot anymore.
Yeah. It's constantly moving. Motion.
Yeah, so it's constantly
That's one thing also I want to mention about motion. Relating to your question, like life in general. Life is all about motion. Think about it. If you sit still, life doesn't happen. You know, if you sit still, you can't grow.
Yeah.
You gotta be in motion. Constantly moving forward.
Growth.
Yeah. So motion. Motion is the key. Keep moving.
Get
your body moving.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. Trying to get out of the rut.
Yeah.
Cool.
Betul though. Yeah, I feel like that's a big one for me personally lah. Like that's why I would relate it to exercising juga. Exercising is a big thing for general health and well-being.
Because of that, so I have to say this is out of topic, but there's this character dekat this movie Charlie's Angels.
I knew because you said this before.
I said this before. Tak, tadi angle tadi bila kau cakap tu, oh my
god, you got some hair for me, bro.
I told you once, kan? Bro, it's exactly, man. Especially tadi masa ada angle tu, kan? Kau kena pancaran cahaya, kan? Memang sejuk.
Dude. But I take it as a compliment, man.
But yeah, I don't know how that guy is.
I feel like I have that face juga.
Kau tengok dia, kau akan remind.
Tak, aku kan? Aku faham bro.
Unless you cut your hair. Yeah. Because the last time I told you, you had the same hair.
Kau macam tu kan. Kau
bro. Anyways bro, yeah, was that the question that you have, or you have anything else?
Yeah, that's my main question. Yes, I have a million questions for you, but that's
for now.
Yeah, for now, I feel like that's, like I say, that's the best for now that I can think of.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's your most memorable cup of coffee, dude?
Most memorable
cup of coffee.
What a unique question.
I mean, I'm a barista, so it's not too unique for me.
Yeah.
But what is the cup of coffee that you can't get your head around?
I can't tell you the specific, like, what I drank, like what type of coffee that I drank. It was probably just like long black, but I can't remember what origin of the beans or whatever. Probably during camp. It's not just one time. There are a few moments.
Aeropress,
Aeropress.
Yeah. Aeropress ever?
I think it's Aeropress.
Sabunya.
Can't recall.
Malaysia.
Malaysia, yeah.
Nice.
I was camping.
Cool.
But you know, like having coffee while outdoors, basically outdoors, outdoors camping in the morning.
Yeah.
Having that first sip of coffee,
nice.
It's like magic in your soul. But
yeah,
you know, I remember you mentioned to me one time though. I was asking you like some advice on waking up early, because I was having trouble waking up early, and you told me like one of your motivation to wake up is coffee.
Yeah, right.
I find that interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
No, kadang-kadang aku tak boleh tidur sebab aku terfikir yang kopi tu aku nak minum pagi tu.
So kau tak boleh tidur. Tapi okay, aku faham.
I'm so
excited.
I'm so looking forward to waking up so that I can drink that coffee.
Wow.
But it's hard to get that perspective when you're in a lot of pain. That's a luxurious perspective. When everything is perfect, you know, like perfect in my book. You know, when everything is perfect, wow, tu. You know,
I see.
Yeah, sometimes you take things for granted lah. So tak boleh tidur ke apa.
That's true. Yeah.
So, yeah. Dude, where do you see yourself in 2 years time, man?
2 years.
Like, I'm assuming right now you are about to start your journey with coffee a little bit.
I hope so, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
And where I see myself in 2 years time, and what I'll be doing probably. I'll be doing the same thing, which is what I'm doing now. Is just I'm working freelance as a designer, but mainly I'm focusing on my internal creativity and where I see myself, what I see myself doing in 2 years time. Probably developing that and evolving, hopefully getting to new places, meeting new people, and you know, making new relationships and being a better version of me. Yeah.
Nice.
2 years time. 2 years kejap tau.
2 years kejap.
Mm.
But it's realistic lah.
Yeah.
You know.
That's true. Like look at like during the pandemic though. Kita lockdown for 2 years. I feel like sometimes kita time travel though.
Yeah.
Sedar-sedar macam, eh dude, 2 years dah lepas macam tu je. Felt like yesterday.
You know, if it was me and in 2 years time, man, I want to be able to communicate, like, I want to be able to influence people in a good way through the things that I say.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it could be the things that I say or music, you know, through my lyrics.
Through expression.
So, I hope, you know, because I see what's possible with the internet. I hope I will get there, man. Yeah.
I mean.
Amin.
Aku doakan kau.
Thanks bro.
And yeah, speaking about this, I agree. Benda macam ni pun macam I see myself like wanting to go towards that direction juga. You know, even in my art, macam, you know, if you see any of my abstract paintings or artworks, my main subjects is mostly on spiritual growth though. And making, I have pretty much the similar goal as you do. Like I have this place where I would tag around. It's called Bursup Sabah.
Kau buat ada sikit.
Not Bursup Sabah.
Oh, kau buat apa?
I have a few sketches lah.
Okay.
The rest of them besar-besar tu.
Okay,
faham. But anyway, like talking about that phrase,
Bursup Sabah.
Yeah, you know Bursup Sabah is actually a song title from the first band I've played.
Yeah.
Which was Soft Mannequins.
Yeah.
Yeah, two band dengan Ayu and Amir, tiga three piece.
Nice.
We played like indie something, and there was one song called Bursa Bersabar. It was written by Amir, and like that inspired me, just that title, because for me too much a wordplay tau. Bursa Bersabar. You know, for every human being, every soul, you know how people say like sabar adalah separuh daripada iman. You've heard that before?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So patience is half.
I mean,
of...
it's like literal.
Agak ah.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's. I feel like it's a good reminder.
Yeah.
You know, patience is half of faith, and it's not easy to be patient, bro.
Yeah.
Betul lah. It's not easy to be patient. It's something that you should develop. It's not something that comes naturally.
Yeah, it takes work.
It takes work.
Sometimes you are forced upon it. Macam kena suap nasi you. Sabah is a journey. It's a journey.
Yeah.
It's not a destination.
It's not. It's not.
You know, we eat to feel full for the energy.
Yeah.
Sabah is eating.
Ooh.
It makes sense. You need it.
It is. For me, I feel like it's a tool for life survival in this maze we call a life. And so it's a really great tool for you to have sampai kau mati, bro.
Yeah.
And it's not easy to be patient, so you need to work for it.
You know, apparently like our life, and we signed for it, right?
Yeah.
And also everyone was created on the same day. I don't know, I've heard this before. And we chose our friends, we chose our brothers, we chose our parents.
Oh.
We chose everyone because we have something unfinished business with them.
Oh.
You know?
Interesting though.
So whatever hardship or conflict that you go through with someone, you have to settle it though.
I agree, man.
You can't just run away from
it because
you sign up for it. Betul. Macam sign up for university tapi tak nak pergi kelas tu sebab kau tak suka lecturer.
But I totally agree with this.
Kau tak boleh graduate though kalau kau tak ambil kelas tu.
Yeah, even any human conflict,
you know,
kasi you settle.
Yeah.
Yeah, even now I feel like I should do that. Macam certain things, macam aku rasa macam benda tak ngam lah. Benda tak, certain things yang tak ngam. Maybe because certain things yang aku belum resolve lagi, you know. So I guess it relates to what you're saying.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean like bersabar, that's like relating to my main work.
Yeah.
I want to remind people, that's my life motto lah. Why I do what I do.
Makes
why
sense.
I do street art. The main thing is bersabar,
work hard and have patience.
There's a logo of a heart, and it's actually, there's a deep meaning to it lah. If when I created it, it's supposed to remind you about your heart, your soul. Everyone has a heart, and most heart, like some hearts may be corrupted, some hearts may be broken, but we have to always jaga lah. We have to always take care of it, and taking care of the heart, our engine for the vessel, you know, creator cakap-cakap tadi kan. And patience is a big tool, useful tool for it, you know. Forgiveness, and especially forgiveness towards yourself though, self-love though. I recently learned that self-love.
Because
you know what, I used to, this is quite bad, a couple years back I used to have this bad mentality of that I hated myself. And it's something that can destroy you.
It's a frequency, though.
Yeah.
It's not something that...
Dangerous mindset.
It's not your fault, but it's a frequency. Kau faham?
It's a
lower nature.
Yeah.
It's... Kan kita cakap pasal frequency tadi?
Yeah.
105.7 and you are 92.9 and all that shit. And imagine that as a... lower vibration, so that's 100.2 It's not to say that it's a bad thing, and it's also not to say that you will not go back there. You can go back there. Kau tahu tak, kau pernah lalui tu kegelapan tu. kau boleh lagi benci diri kau kalau kau tune diri kau ke situ.
Sure.
So the goal is to constantly tuning ourselves like the apa instrument.
Yeah.
Because we are the instrument, so that we maintain at the frequency that we want to be, the higher frequency.
Yep. Betul.
And also when we are higher frequency, we attract like-minded people.
Betul.
Faham?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Semua dia akan, dia macam agak shock sendiri, but it's the way the world works lah.
Betul.
Dia macam kalau kau perasan lah, orang kaya lepak dengan orang kaya.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Betul. It's because their mindset and their frequency vibrates at this rate.
Yeah.
Semua orang dengar station apa Light and Easy.
Yeah.
Semua orang tahu lah lagu Josh Groban.
You attract what you are, right?
You know, it's the same.
Betul.
It's the same.
I guess maybe it has to do, for me personally, it has to do with how I was brought up.
Macam
I always blame myself for things. So macam I was being hard on myself, blaming myself, padahal I shouldn't blame myself pun. But then like, okay, really learn to forgive myself. Aku buat salah dengan orang, aku cakap sorry, I'm really sorry. Orang tu cakap, be more sorry to yourself. You know, forgive yourself first before.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that's important lah, to forgive yourself, to love yourself. You know when people say, ciao bro, take care. Take care of yourself. Love yourself.
You do.
Yeah. No one's gonna do that for you.
Yeah.
Man.
Yep.
So yeah, that's big for me.
Self-love. Damn, man. Self-love it is. Bro, thank you so much for the conversation today.
Dude, I appreciate this.
And of course, hello, kopi ke Milo, bro? Kopi ke Milo?
Kalau nak duduk boleh tak?
Boleh.
Tapi aku nak kopi lah.
Kopi lah.
Tapi Milo macam biasa.
Coffee all the way. Milo is full of sugar.
Betul. But yo, cheers. Cheers for having me, man. I've been looking forward to having this chat with you, bro.
That was random, right? Abrupt, yeah. Macam kau tak expect kena lempang kan.
Betul. But it's nice.
Yeah, thank you for agreeing to be part of this time capsule. Hopefully 2 years from now, when we tune in back to this conversation, it would all make sense.
Hope so.
Looking forward to teach you how to make coffee and also make some music with you.
Looking forward to that. Yep.
Yeah, it's an honor, man. Frequency, for me. Bro.
Likewise.
Let's be bigger than Yuna, dude.
We can.
Hopefully, when we get there, we will feel successful.
I mean, I'm looking forward to create things with you.
The reference is the Beatles. Huh?
Let's get it, man.
Thank you, bro.
You're listening, better watch out.
Podcast.
Cheers, man. I mean